USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Delta variant is sending coronavirus caseloads in America skyrocketing. Over 100,000 cases were reported on Saturday for the first time since February. Florida is reporting its highest ever single-day increase. Governor Ron DeSantis is refusing a mask mandate. Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gilbert.
The governor has to come to the reality that we are in the midst of a surge that's unprecedented in the country.
Millions of Americans that are behind on their rent are at risk of being evicted now that the federal eviction moratorium expired last night at midnight. Congresswoman Cori Bush slept on the steps of the U.S. Capitol to make her point.
Some people have already received pay or vacay notices. They've been receiving them for days.
She said she knows what it's like because she, too, was homeless for a while. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Interstate 70 at Glenwood Canyon in Denver is closed after a flash flood warning and multiple landslides. At least 108 people have been evacuated or moved from Glenwood Canyon. 29 people in cars had to shelter at the Hanging Lake Tunnel on Friday night. Flash flood watches remain in effect for the state, and as much as 1 to 2 inches of rain per hour could fall during the storms. A week ago, a woman died and two others went missing after a devastating flash flood. A 20-foot orca that was stranded on a rocky southeast Alaskan beach floated back to the sea later that day during the high tide. A ship had notified the U.S. Coast Guard that a killer whale was stuck on the rocks. They authorized the crew to keep pumping seawater on the animal to keep it wet and to keep birds away from it. People gathered on the shore taking pictures and helping to dump water on the whale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
Some universities are requiring their students to prove they've been vaccinated before they can return to class this fall. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
Colleges and universities are preparing to welcome students back to campuses with the Delta variant of the coronavirus causing spikes in new COVID cases around the country. Many institutions have taken the step to require students to get vaccinated in order to return to campus. Marquette University is one of those schools with that requirement, though vaccination is only a recommendation for faculty and staff. Marquette President Michael Lovell explains to CNN why he decided to lay out those requirements.
We required students to be vaccinated. We made the announcement several months ago with the idea, as we know, that it is best for our students, because they live in such proximity to each other when they're on the campus, to require them to be vaccinated for their own safety and well-being. You know, when you're in college, it's a very social time. They live close in community, and we just really wanted to ensure that they could have the best experience possible with their on campus while still being safe.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
TikTok personality Anthony Barajas has died after being shot at a California movie theater. He was shot last Monday alongside 18-year-old Riley Goodrich, who was declared dead at the scene. Anthony Jimenez has been charged with his murder. Barajas, who was 19, had nearly 1 million followers on TikTok. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.